Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Thank you.
Good afternoon and welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and welcome to the last few days of summer as we know it. I'm glad you could join us for our usual session here on a Tuesday afternoon with myself, John Yule, and later on in the programme, Michael Coates. Right, I hope you're well. I hope you're in a listening mood and you're able to listen to most of the programme today at least. And we began with Monty Alexander plus Steel Drum, giving us two classics in 3 minutes 44 seconds there. We first heard John Coltrane's Impressions and then we heard Miles Davis' So What from Monty Alexander on piano, Othello Molyneux on steel drum, Robert Thomas Jr. on percussion, Frank Grant on drums and Gerald Wiggins on bass. The album, Ivory and Steel, was recorded at Sound Mixer Studios, New York City, March 1980. On now to singer and pianist Daryl Sherman, with one of her own compositions, Simple As That. This is from an album called Look What I Found, which was recorded in June and July of 1995 at the Clinton Studios in New York City. The arranger and trombonist we are about to hear is Dan Barrett, and the other soloist on baritone is Scott Robinson. On vocals, of course, one of the nicest people I've ever met. I met her at the Waldorf Astoria in New York about 12 years ago, and that, of course, is Daryl Sherman.
If you should wonder why I always complain, if you should ask me why I drive you insane, these are the things I do. It's simple as that. The one, the type who never stumbles or falls, I hide when all responsibility calls. I leave it all to you. It's simple as that. No excuses. I don't give a damn. I'll never change, so arrange to accept me just as I am. I'll never be the one you dreamed I would be, but promise all the things you hoped you would see. All that you've heard, it is true, it's simple as that.
With her own song. Saxophonist Azar Lawrence now from his album Elementals, recorded at the No Sound Studios in Pasadena, California in September 2016. We hear from, obviously, Azar Lawrence on saxophone, Benito Gonzalez on piano, Jeff Littleton on bass, Marvin Smitty Smith on drums, and a tune, a very familiar tune, written in 1935 by Rodgers and Hart for the film Mississippi, which starred Bing Crosby. Beautifully played by Azar Lawrence now. This is It's Easy to Remember.
Thank you.
It's easy to remember, beautifully played by Azair Lawrence. I hope you enjoyed that at home as much as we did listening to it here in the studio. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, your host for this first hour of the programme, John Yule. A brand new release now, only available in the States for about 3 or 4 weeks, and it came out here in Britain last week. This is an album called Dreams Do Come True from George Benson and the Robert Farnon Orchestra. Sadly, Robert Farnon passed away in 2005, so how come this is a brand new album? Well, all will be revealed. Meanwhile, here is my favourite track from the album, and the one that has been getting most of the plays on American radio. I cannot give you any information about the song at all, apart from the fact it was composed by someone called Maurice Brooks, and I have no information on him at all. We can still enjoy his song, though. This is called One Goodbye from George Benson and the Robert Farnon Orchestra.
One goodbye is enough. When you're losing your love, one farewell, when it's done, it's hell. What is there to tell? The second and third time, you know the punchline. One goodbye is enough. One good cry is enough. When you know it's for sure, let go. You'll be friend sorrow. By wishing and waiting, hoping and praying, what is there to be said when the news that you've read says that you never was. Let me tell you that one goodbye is enough. Is enough. Let me tell you that one goodbye is enough, is enough, is enough.
The story behind the album, then. George Benson asked Quincy Jones, who is the best orchestral arranger in the business, as he wanted to record an album backed by a full orchestra. Quincy replied, Robert Farnon. So this was sometime, I think, round about the late 1980s. It may have been the 1990s. George met Robert, and they agreed to record together and agreed a set list. And in an incredibly short space of time, Robert wrote the arrangements and a recording session was set up. George, however, in the studio, didn't think he could quite do justice to such great arrangements. So the arrangements were recorded, and the project remained on the shelf for some 30 or 40 years. And when George was negotiating his new contract with Warners, he made the very belated release of this album as being one of the conditions of him signing a new contract. I don't know when the vocals and guitar were added, but George is certainly in great voice here. Certainly the three backing vocalists and some piano additions from Randy Waldman have been produced into the tracks more recently. And, of course, Robert Farnon was known to Sheffield's own singer and bass player as Uncle Bob. And here is a song she performs regularly. Another Rodgers and Hart song written in 1935 for the show, Jumbo. So here's George Benson with the Robert Farnon Orchestra and My Romance.
Doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No month of May, no twinkling stars, no hideaway, no soft guitar. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you. Thank you.
One last offering from this brand new album coming up, and for only the second time ever on Swing Time, I'm playing a Eurovision number. It represented Luxembourg in 1967 and finished fourth. What pedigree. This is Love is Blue, not from Vicky Leandras, but from George Benson and Robert Farnon.
My world is blue, blue is my world, now I'm without you. Gray, gray, my life is gray, cold is my heart since you went away. Red, red, my eyes are red, crying for you, alone in my bed. Green, green, my jealous heart. Lost and alone. Gone, gone, the love we knew. Blue is my world, now I'm without you.
Benson's new album, which came out in the UK about 10 days ago, it's only been out in the States a month actually, it's entitled Dreams Do Come True by George Benson and the Robert Farnon Orchestra, and Warner Brothers have released this on their Rhino label. This is Swing Time from Paternoster Row here in the centre of Sheffield. Swing Time, as ever, is on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Time for the gig guide this week then, and we begin at the Lascar tomorrow evening, Wednesday the 4th of September, with a lineup of trio, I think it is, yes, a trio comprising of Philip Dornbusch, who is based in Berlin. He's a reed player. Ollie Chalk on the piano, and Will Glazer on drums. And this is described as presenting music that ducks and dives, weaving fables through the ferocious and the fragile. I think it'll be less fragile at Cabanas tomorrow night, but I don't know who's on because they hadn't released details when I prepared the programme, but I'm pretty certain there'll be a gig on at Cabanas tomorrow night as well. It's a sign that winter's not too far away now, because Sheffield Jazz are back in operation on Friday night, a gig at Crux Social Club, and a gig by the Adam Glazer Quartet. Adam is a South African-born harmonica player, and the rest of the band comprises of Ant Law on guitar, Steve Watts on bass, and Corey Dick on drums. Leopold Square are continuing with their free concerts at the weekend in the afternoons at 2 o'clock. Saturday the 7th, they'll be presenting the Dizzy Club. No further information necessary, I'm sure. And on Sunday afternoon at 8, it's the... Sunday the 8th at 2, it's the Chris Jolly Group. Groove-based melodies and boundless freedom of improvisation. One gig that has been missing, or one venue that's been missing from the list for some weeks now, has been the John Street Cafe and their lunchtime jazz sessions. Chris Walker has been in touch with me and says that these will not be taking place for some time now, for the simple reason that the John Street Cafe is moving. It's not moving very far away, it's moving into another building at Harland Works, so it's only moving next door. But they won't actually be open again probably until after Christmas, and Chris is expecting the lunchtime jazz sessions to start again, probably sometime in January. Now on to Roy Haynes, drummer supreme and still with us at the grand old age of 99. Here he is leading a trio in November 1999, so presumably he was only, 74 then. And this features Danilo Perez, the pianist who we heard last week playing with Gary Burton. And the other member of the trio is legendary bassist John Patitucci. Recorded at the Avatar Studios in New York City in, as I said, November 1999, this is a composition from Bud Powell called Whale. Thank you. couple of times in fairly recent weeks, I've played selections from a concert in which Houston Person played with a big band led by guitarist Peter Hand. Here's an album of the Peter Hand Big Band, on their own without Houston Person, recorded in February and March 2018, an album called Hand Painted Dream, which is still the band's latest CD. Here is the Peter Hand, a composition rather, by Peter Hand, which had ironically been previously recorded by Houston Person on his album Thinking of You. We hear solos now from Eddie Allen on trumpet, Jay Branford on alto, and Harvey S. on bass. A bossa nova number written by Peter Hand then, from his album Hand Painted Dream, and this is Brazilian Emerald. Thank you. 5 of the 9 tracks on the album were composed by Peter Hand himself, and the one vocal on this album is actually a Ted Dameron composition. Vocalist Camille Thurman, who also plays saxophone on one of the other tracks on the album. We hear solos from Eddie Allen on trumpet, Peter Hand on guitar, of course, and James Wineman on piano. This is Ted Dameron's classic song, sung for us now by Camille Thurman, If You Could See Me Now.
You could see me now, you know how blue I've been. One look is all you need to see the mood I'm in. Perhaps then you'd realize I'm still in love with you.
Thank you.
May, and the month will be May for a while. I'll try to smile, but can I play the part without my heart behind the smile? The way I feel for you, I never, never could disguise. The look of love is written plainly in my eyes. I think you'd be mine again if you could see.
We've got one more track to play from this album, and we're rather quickly running out of time, so I will round this first hour of the show up and try and fit as much as we possibly can of this last track from Peter Hand's big band, another one of his own arrangements. Plenty of solos here. Unfortunately, we won't hear them all, so I'm not going to list them. Two Coltrane compositions for the price of one coming up, both originally on John's album Giant Steps. We're going to hear Mr. PC, which stands for Paul Chambers, if you were wondering, and Cousin Mary. From me, John Yule, that's it for the first hour, but please stay tuned for the second hour coming up with Myrtle Coates. We'll be right back.